Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Haguri. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Haguri. Gopi jana palaba kiri badada huli. Gopi jana palaba kiri badada huli. Yasurana nana braja jana nanjana. Yasurana nana braja jana nanjana. Jamuna tera mana chalti. Yamana te ravana chalti. Jai Hurad Umadava kunabihati. Joy Radhamadhuva kunabihati. Gopi jana palaba kiri badada huli. Gopi jana palaba kiri badada huli. Hiribaru dadi asura nandana raja janu ranjauna. Yasura nandana raja janu ranjana. Jamuna tira mana chahuti. Yamana te ravana chahuti. Jai Hurad Umadava kunyabihahuti. Jai Radha Madhuva kunabihati.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahacharya Old Sutada Sutashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananana Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha. Shivasadi Gaur Vata Vrinda ki jai. Shishi Radhakrishna Gopagopata Sayam Kunda. Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavanam ki jai. Mathuranam ki jai. Jagannatha Swami ki jai. Yamunabai ki jai. Srimati Lasi Devi ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gop. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we are reading today from the 10th canto, chapter 17, text 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tat kalyaha param veda nanya kaschana leilaha avatsid gurudad mitaha krishnena cha vivasitaha tat kaliya param veda nanya kaschana leilaha avatsid gurudadvita krishnena cha vivasitaha. Tat kaliya param veda nanya kaschana lelikaha avatsid guru tadvita krishnena cha vivasitaha tat kaliya param veda nanya kaschana lelaha avatsit garutad vita krishnena cha vivasitaha. Okay. Oops. Thank you.
Okay. Tam that. Kaliyaha. Kaliya. Param only. Veda new. Na not. Anyaha other. Kaschana any. Leleha serpent. Avatsit he dwelt. Garudat of Garuda. Vitaha afraid. Krishnena by Krishna. Cha and Vivasitaha expelled. Translation: of all the serpents, only Kaliya came to know of this affair, and in fear of Garuda, he took up residence in that Yamuna lake. Later, Lord Krishna drove him out. So, you can repeat. Of all the serpents, only Kaliya came to know of this affair, and in fear of Garuda, he took up residence in that Yamuna lake. Later, Lord Krishna drove him out. So that's pretty much just like a summary of what we've already gone over. So I'm going to read basically the next three texts. And there's no purport to these texts, although the acharyas did comment, and I'm going to make reference to that. So texts 13 to 14. Krishnam radad viniskrantam divya shraganda vasasam mahamani ganakirnam jambunara parishkritam upalabhya utita sarve labda prana ivasavaha pramoda nibritatmano Gopa Pricha Birevi Bire. Resuming his description of Krishna's chastisement of Kaliya, Shukadeva Goswami continued, Krishna rose up out of the lake wearing divine garlands, fragrances, and garments covered with many fine jewels and decorated with gold. When the cowards saw him, they all stood up immediately, just like an unconscious person's senses coming back to life, filled with great joy. They affectionately embraced him. And finally, we're going to read text 15. So, Yashoda Rohini Nando Gopyo Gopascha Kaurava Krishnam Samecha Labdeha Asan Shushkar Nagapi. Having regained their vital functions, Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda, and all the other coward women and men went up to Krishna. O descendant of Kuru, even the dried-up trees came back to life. So, okay. So, Om Ganata Miranda Shah, Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshurud Miditam, Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So, the Acharyas mentioned several things that are very interesting in regard to these particular verses. One is, in the second verse we read today, you hear Krishna coming out of the Yamuna, wearing divine garlands, fragrances, garments covered with many fine jewels, decorated with gold. So the question may be raised, wasn't he waterlogged? Or what about the clothes? Weren't they wet? You know, just like we're going swimming every day, and when we go swimming, anyway, everybody knows I've been swimming. The clothes are wet, and my hair is disheveled. No, my hair is not disheveled, because I don't have any hair. But anyway, but I can tell when other people have been swimming. So Krishna, why is that? So the acharyas describe that actually there's other snakes in the Yamuna River in addition to Kaliya. And Kaliya being... I guess the chief of all his, like, friends and everything like that, tells them to actually make a platform for Krishna. So Krishna is actually stepping on the backs of all these snakes who are just enabling him to stay dry. And somehow or other, after chastising, this is another interesting thing, after chastising Kaliya, somehow or other these garlands and fragrances and garments just manifested themselves on Krishna. And that's also another amazing thing. And so that makes me recount how Krishna was born with jewels on him. You know, an ordinary person, when they're born, or when they go swimming, they're not born with jewels. As they say, you know, naked you come into the world, naked you leave this material world. So, but Krishna, his appearance and activities, you know, as we hear in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chama divyam evam yo veti tatvata chaktva deham purna janma naiti mam eti surjana. It's a very interesting verse. It says that one who understands that Krishna's activities, or understands the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities, does not have to take birth in the material world again. So what does that mean, to understand the nature of Krishna's activities? Does it mean you understand how he does it? No. Because Krishna's energies, I mean, Krishna has multifarious energies. Purusha shakti avridhayava shuyate svabhavaki jnana bala kriyacha. Anyway, tritir shakti shanti. There's so many descriptions about Krishna's energies. But Krishna's energies act according to his will. And as far as the how question is concerned, can't answer that one. How does Krishna do it? But as far as understanding karma chame divyam, understanding Krishna's appearance and activities, we can understand the why. That's really good. We can actually understand why Krishna does these things, not the how that Krishna does these things. So why is Krishna, first of all, why is Krishna coming up out of the Yamuna with all these things? And one reason is to show that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so to understand, so those who are faithless, what does it say? Ashradana purusha dharma shasha parantapa apropyamam nivartante amritu samsara vartmani. Those who are faithless just say that, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible. Like that story the Prabhupada would often tell, and I've told many, many times before, about the cobbler and the Brahmin. How Narada Muni, he would visit the cobbler and visit the Brahmin, and both of them wanted to know when they were going back to home, back to Godhead. Actually, it was interesting. There was a Naranarayan story I heard last night, that Naranarayan asked Prabhupada, you know, when am I going? Is it possible for me to go back to Godhead? And Prabhupada, instead of answering right away, he started pacing back and forth in his room, chanting Hare Krishna loudly. It's actually quite interesting. You expect Prabhupada to say, yeah, it's all right. You chant Hare Krishna, go back to Godhead. But Prabhupada was pacing back and forth in his room, and he said, yes, it's possible. And then after that, he thought for a second, is it something like great difficulty or something like that? Because, Naranarayan is a great devotee. I mean, he's really dedicated to Prabhupada, but he had some eccentricities, or has some eccentricities. So anyway, so getting back to that story about Narada Muni, you know, people want to know when you're going to go back to Godhead. Or they also want to know who I am in the spiritual world. And sometimes people ask me that question and I just tell them some funny answer. Like, you're a dog, you're a cow, you're whatever. You know, I joke about it sometimes, because one has to have the adhikara to actually understand these things. So anyway, so this Brahmin, he asked Narada Muni, the cobbler asked Narada Muni, and just tell a long story in a short way, Narada Muni went back to the spiritual world and asked Lord Narayan the questions that the cobbler and the Brahmin had asked. And Narada Muni was also told by Lord Narayan that you should tell each and every one, each of these people, that I am taking an elephant and passing it through the eye of a needle, back and forth, back and forth. So that's pretty amazing. So then Narada Muni goes back. We know he goes to the Brahmin, and he tells the Brahmin the story. When the Brahmin asks what was Narada Muni, what was Lord Narayan doing, passing an elephant back and forth through the eye of a needle, and the Brahmin says, forget it. So he had no faith. The point is faith. And we're going to talk about faith in a second. And he was told that you're going to go back to Godhead after many, many, many births. And so the Brahmin said, yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever. So he was basically an atheist. And then he went to the cobbler, and the cobbler heard the same story about Lord Narayan and the cobbler. He said, okay, what's so amazing about that? Yeah, he just accepted it like that. So, and then Narada Muni said that basically repeating Lord Narayan's words, you're going to go back to Godhead right away, basically, or at the end of this particular life. So this is the faith. So when we hear these stories, then to actually know the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities, we're getting back to that verse, janma karma cha me devam evam yoveta tatvataha, means that we accept it. And of course, going back to that story, the cobbler, one thing I left out, the cobbler said, you know, Lord Narayan can make a whole tree inside a seed. So what's so difficult about him putting an elephant through the eye of a needle? I mean, just, it's amazing. I mean, even if you look at the material energy from an objective standpoint, how amazingly it's arranged. I mean, just like we were talking many weeks ago about microbiology, how within each and every cell there's more going on than within all the cities in the world combined. You know, and anyway, it's just an amazing mechanism. You know, we talked about my favorite character inside the cell, the Kinesin. Everyone remembers him? No? The guy who walks and transport, you know, the garbage disposal, transportation department inside the cell. You know, and you just look at these things, just like God is amazing. So to know his transcendental nature means he could do anything, you know. So it's not, this is not so amazing that Krishna came out and stepped on some serpents and, you know, and came out of the Jamuna. You know, what's so great about that? You know, and anyway, so this is the greatness of God. So that's one point about understanding the nature of Krishna's appearance and activities. Another thing is the why. Why does Krishna do this? You know, because as Prabhupada comments in his Krishna book, that Krishna doesn't have to come down to do all these things. He's not obliged. Krishna can have his devotees, can have his energies, who are all first-class servants. You know, Krishna's actually Aptakama, Swarat, as it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. That means Aptakama means he gets whatever he wants. Swarat means he's independent. So, you know, why is Krishna taking the trouble just to dance on the Kaliya and take care of cows like that? And actually, you have Kamsa's mother, Padmavati, criticizing the residents of Vrindavan. This is from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, because they engaged Krishna in taking care of cows. You know, that cruel to Krishna. So Krishna doesn't have to take care of cows. Krishna doesn't have to dance on Kaliya. Krishna doesn't have to do any of these things. But he does this, the why, because he enjoys it. Because God is a person. And also, besides Krishna's enjoyment, being Rasa Raj, enjoying all these direct and indirect rasas, he wants his devotees basically to experience extreme emotions. Because that's enjoyment, extreme emotions. Just like when people go to an amusement park, sometimes they go into the horror house, you know the horror houses? And they get scared. I remember going into an amusement park once And my mother took me, bless my mother, she took me in this ride through, and the skeletons were jumping out at me. Woo! You know, you get in a little car and it goes around a corner. And all of a sudden, like that. And I loved it. I was scared stiff and I loved it. Because that's enjoyment. I mean, when everything is just going well and, you know, it's a small world, like that thing in Disney World, and everyone's just smiling, and then life is boring. It's not interesting. It's not enjoyable. Is it? It's just like, you know, whatever. You know, if you wake up the same day, every day, and it's going to be the same old, same old. Of course, we may say that we have the same old Mangalarti, the same deities. And just like I asked Jhumpika the other day, yesterday, I said, don't you get tired of dancing in front of the deities? And she said, no, because I'm understanding the meaning of everything when I'm doing it. So she said, she's entering into the Rus. So when she hears, of course, I don't know, I'm not Kshetragya of all, the knower of everybody's consciousness, but at least I can take her word as being honest. So she's entering into these different rasas and enjoying, you know, she's enjoying life. Whereas I look around most of the devotees, they're not really entering into the rasas. Of course, I maybe enter into the rasa of... Is there any rasa where you just sleep? Where you're just like unconscious? I mean, I know that's a bhava. Yeah, vyabhachari bhava. I know that, but they're not really experiencing vyabhachari bhava. I mean, it's really interesting. So like these videos that are being taken, you know, now, and I'm looking at the devotees, not just the Jhumpika in the videos, and I'm seeing that's just like, what's the rasa? Like I remember when Prabhupada was present on the planet, I mean, the devotees, I mean, they weren't always jumping up and down like, you know, jumping up and down or dancing like Jhumpika dances. But I remember it was just like beautiful. The devotees were swaying from, you remember that, Mother Orla? And they were absorbed in the kirtan, was just like, it was so beautiful. It's like better than the Rockettes. Sorry about that. I won't tell you who they are. So it was just really beautiful. Then we look like, but she's, and again, getting back to Jhumpika, she's enjoying the rus. And so, you know, that's emotions, extreme emotions. I mean, that's what, isn't it when you dance, it's like extreme emotions. It's not just like, Krishna, I love you. The spiritual master is receiving benedictions from the ocean of mercy. So Krishna wants to put his devotees in extreme emotions. He really loves that. And those extreme emotions have the quality of being both painful sometimes and pleasurable. And I want to read something from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I was very much struck with this. This is Narada Muni's statement from the, the third part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter 5, text 128, if you want to look it up. The sport that the son of Yashoda enjoyed in the lake of Kaliya disturbs me so much with both sorrow and joy that I can't bear to remember it. How then can I recount it to you? Wow. So this is like a chutney, you know. Like Prabhupada said when he was talking about chutneys, what did he say? A chutney should be so sweet you can't resist it and so hot you can't eat it. You remember that? They don't make chutneys like that anymore. I mean, I'm sure the chutneys that I've tasted now in ISKCON are just like pudding. Yeah, they got the sweet part, but the Prabhupada really liked to spice things up. I mean, talking about food, for example, I remember the dal that we used to make, and Prabhupada instructed us how to make it. You put this chaunce, or some people say chunk, in it, whatever. Prabhupada pronounced it chunk. So, and you put these red peppers in, and everyone had to run out of the temple, and when you ate it, or you drank it, or whatever, you knew that you were getting something spicy. I mean, your tears would come from your eyes like torrents of rain. And you weren't feeling in the all disturbed in the absence or separation. Anyway, so, and then he, you know, Prabhupada's Brahmastra, you know, so Prabhupada, you know, was very emotional, and he wanted the devotees to have these, like, really strong emotions. Of course, not bhava rog, not the emotions of material emotions, the sick emotions, but spiritual emotions. And if you have spiritual emotions, then you don't get entangled in this material world anymore. So this is what, this is another why of Krishna's appearance and activities, to actually involve his people, his devotees. And there's several, many examples. I mean, I can think of so many examples. Let me just read the indirect rasas first. I had other quotes too from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Like, this is actually what makes it enjoyable. I mean, if you just have the direct rasas, then it's not so spicy anymore. You got to have like amazement. And you see this in this particular pastime with Kaliya and Krishna, of course. There's amazement. Like Krishna's dancing on Kaliya's heads. And humor and compassion for Kaliya and anger at Kaliya. And the residents of Vrindavan are feeling fear for Krishna's safety. Krishna's not feeling fear at that particular point. Kali is feeling fear, right? I'm going to die. His wives are feeling fear. Our husband's going to die. I mean, previously they were thinking, kill the creep. Until he became a devotee. Oh, don't kill him. You know, he's a devotee now. You know, don't kill devotees, Krishna. You said you're supposed to protect your devotees. And then finally, like, ghastliness. You know, all this death and everything going around. So the acharyas describe that actually just about everybody was unconscious. And this is also mentioned in the verse. When the cowards saw him, they all stood up immediately, just like an unconscious person's senses coming back to life. And it's interesting, the acharyas describe, that it was the coward boys who first embraced Krishna. And they first came back to consciousness. And so you may be thinking, and even there's the descriptions in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita how Krishna is told by Balaram, these are not just your Vaikunthavasis you're torturing, right? I mean, I'm paraphrasing this. These are your dear devotees in Vrindavan. Show yourself, you know, and conquer this Kaliya serpent already. Don't play around so much anymore. And you see, even when Krishna appears to kill other demons outside of Vrindavan, you have Krishna, Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyaksha, you have the demigods just like put in anxiety. They're saying, it's becoming the evening now. And the demons get more powerful. So, I don't know what it means to become the evening in the universe. But anyway, it's becoming the evening. And so kill him immediately, please. So they're in anxiety. Or even with Lord Ram's pastimes, you have Viswamrita Muni. They're confronting Tataka, this beautiful lady. Actually, she was beautiful, but she got cursed to be ugly. Because she was harassing a sage. And he's saying, kill her before it becomes the evening, the demons become more powerful. So you have all these instances of devotees put in anxiety about different things or extreme emotions. And this is their enjoyment. And it's also their suffering. Simultaneously. And so, you know, you have the Pandavas. You have the Pandavas who are put in that situation. You have, of course, the gopis in separation from Krishna, which is perhaps the most intense example we can give. Yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam. Govinda virahename. I'm considering your separation to be like a yuga. It's not just 12 years or more, because that's the translation generally we hear. But it's like a yuga. It's like forever. And shunyayitam. Void. Nothing has any meaning. Nothing has any significance without you. I mean, that's really an intense emotion, isn't it? Jagat sarvam. The whole universe is just like no meaning, nothing. Govinda vidahename, experiencing your separation. And then you have the gopis worried about Krishna, you with his lotus feet touching. You know, so much anxiety in the spiritual world, isn't it? He's walking out. He refuses to put shoes on because the cows don't have shoes. You know, they say, Krishna, why don't you wear some shoes? Because the cows don't have shoes. Why should I be better than the cows? He's God. And so, you know, there's anxiety from the Yashoda, the gopis. Krishna goes into the Bakasura. And there was an anxiety, oh, well, Krishna's in the mouth of the Bakasura. Why doesn't he just kill him without going into his mouth? You know, what is Krishna doing? Why isn't he just, you know, why is he just like torturing us? So anyway, but that's the enjoyment of a devotee. To have the, and in the spiritual world, it's like that too. Even though, this is also described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, even though there's no real demons in the spiritual world, then Krishna's devotees take the part of a demon. And, of course, they don't get killed in the spiritual world. In the, I was going to read, but I'm not going to read because I don't have the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and I don't have time to look it up here. In the sixth chapter of the last part of the Bhagavatamrita, you have, like, Kaliya coming again. Krishna heard that Kaliya came back. And actually, in the material world, he doesn't come back, at least within this particular display of Krishna's pastimes, this particular cycle of Krishna's pastimes. But in the spiritual world, he comes back. And then Krishna does the same thing. But this particular point in the spiritual world, but it's to give the devotees these intense or emotions, or to stimulate the devotees' intense emotions in the spiritual world. So the spiritual world, even the spiritual world is like that, that you're always like on a roller coaster of emotions. That's why you join the Krishna conscious movement. To be on a roller coaster of emotions. And then Kaliya gets tamed in the spiritual world. Krishna puts some sort of rope through his different noses, rides them around like jet skis. Isn't it? I mean, it's pretty cool. That's the original jet skis. And then you know, you have the other demons, like Arishtashuri comes, Krishna tames him, and he gives him to Lord Shiva. And then you have Keshi demon, you know, instead of sticking his hand and killing the poor horse, or fortunate horse, Krishna just tames him and gives everybody horsey back rides around Vrindavan. So anyway, so these are Krishna's past. So this is the why. So we're talking about, getting back to the point he's making, janma karma chami divyam. So to know the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance means to know the why, to evoke the love, the loving exchanges, the rasas with his devotees and with himself. And also to show us the transcendental nature of God for those of us who are not on that level, to attract us to his transcendental nature. And also to understand he can do anything, he's transcendental, and don't get bewildered just because you hear Krishna does something you think that's impossible. Because there's nothing impossible for Krishna. You know, Krishna wrote all the rules. You talk about the law of gravity. Prabhupada, I was listening to Prabhupada's class. Prabhupada said, there's no law of gravity. And I was thinking, there's no law of gravity. But what goes up must come down. But Prabhupada said, but gave an example sometimes, you know, there's something floating in the water. That means it's not a law. A law means incontrovertible. You have to follow it. And Prabhupada gave the example, well, he said one time, as if the president of a country, forgive me for this, he said he can pardon someone. So, you know, law means something that can't be changed. So there's no law of gravity. Plus, Krishna has actually written all these different, or arranged for the whole material energy, so he can do anything. It's anytime he wants. And but his so these are the three points of actually understanding the transcendental nature of the Lord. You understand that he could do anything. You have to have faith. If you don't have faith, Shadana Purusha, the verse that I quoted before, you return to birth and death in the material world. First thing, you have to have faith. You have to understand why Krishna does it. You have to understand, yeah, so basically you have to understand all the whys, including, for our benefit, to draw out the emotions of the devotees. So anyway, these are some of the points I had to make. We have a minute and a half to class. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Yes. Highest experience, most intense experience, yeah. Well, when I take a chutney, or when I used to take chutney, I was seeking relief from it too, but I still kept taking it. When I ate the, what is that, Red Hots or something when we were young? I would take that. And I would secretly drink a lot of water afterwards, but I keep taking them. But why? Because you become really connected. You know, seriously speaking, by the more intensity, there's more intensity in your emotions, the more connected you are to Krishna. And you see, Prabhupada, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. Actually, that's from the Bhagavatam. Tivra. Tivra means like intensity or forceful. So you feel more connection. Just like even in the material world, of course, you're not actually connected. It's an illusion. If you're separated from someone and you're really like thinking about them, you really are more conscious of them than you'd ordinarily be. You like if you're in the same place. That's the problem with a spiritual master staying in the same place all the time. You know, it's just, oh, it's just him. Hi, Guru Maharaj. Or it's just the deities. That's why Prabhupada said an immature devotee shouldn't be very close to the spiritual master, shouldn't be close to the deities, because they become complacent. So anyway, so you're connected by the feeling of separation. It's in the material world, you know, whatever. If we feel separation from someone, we're not really connected. And we're with someone, we're not really connected. But it's actually more pleasurable because you're more with the person, the more intense the emotion is. Okay. On that happy note, we will greet the day. Hare Krishna. Page 45, Sri Radhika Stava. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhavajayate. Gokula Tarune Mandala Maliche Gokula Tarune Mandala Maliche Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Namodaru Rate Vardana Vese Orens Kuta Vrinda Vipinese Vardana Vese Orens Kuta Vrinda Vipinese Namo Dada Vrati Vardana Vese Arena Skuta Brenda Vipinese Vardana Vese Arena Skuta Brenda Vipinese Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Thank you.
Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Shabandhu Gari Navasha Seleke Lanlita Saki Gun Ramita Vishoki Shabandhu Gari Navasasi leke Lale sakki gun Ramita vishoke Rade jaya jaya Madhava jaya jaya Rade jaya jaya Madhava jaya jaya Karanam karumai karuna parichai Sannaka sanatana vandita charite Kurumai Karuna Parche Sanatka Sanatan Vanita Charite Rade Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Kukura Charune Mandala Makuche Kukura Charune Mandala Makuche Hey, Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya Rade Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya 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 Radha Golokyananda Radha Paramahansa Paramitakacharya Osuteta Satashi Shima
His divine grace, Abhaya Chatanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Krita Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Shri Pasanko Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Saima Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavaram Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Jagadadasami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Srimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gold Premananda Hari Hari Om. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. To read the translation. O Radha, all glories unto you, all glories unto you, beloved of Madhava, object of worship for all the young girls of Gokula. You dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. You are the controller of Vrindavan, the pleasure groves of Lord Hari. You are a new moon arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. You are the friend of Lalita, and your wonderful qualities, friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna endear you to Vishakha. You are an ocean of compassion, and your divine characteristics are described by the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar. O Radha, please be merciful to me. Shri Rupa Goswami Ki Jai. So, let's see if there's any questions. So, any announcements about Bhakti Chur Maharaj? No?
Still what?
Still what? All right, we'll just all.
All right, let's see if anyone has any questions online. Let me take the people off who mute.
What is that noise? Can someone turn it off, please? It's really annoying.
So does anyone have any questions online? No one has any questions. Even though Lady Conklin has no questions today. No?
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. Yeah, so Champaka asked the question. She heard that the super intense emotions the Brajavasis experience would be too much for our gross material bodies or subtle material bodies, that we would actually die, which is true. We can't experience to that extent. Krishna protects them. Because, can you imagine, like, if really tears flowed from our eyes like torrents of rain, we become dehydrated within about 2 minutes, and we would die. Not a very good idea. But sometimes it's described when Prabhupada would cry that tears would spurt out. Of course, Lord Chaitanya also the same thing. He would actually spray all the devotees, but he had his spiritual, complete spiritual form. But Prabhupada's tears would sometimes come out like that. So, most of the times when we cry, it's just like one or two drops. But the more we experience these intense emotions, not to the same level as those in the spiritual world, but then the less we will actually hanker for the emotions of this world. I mean, just like you know, people go out and they do so many things to have an emotional rush, just like some of my friends here do construction. Every weekend he gets on his Harley Davidson. You know what Harley Davidson is? No. No one knows what that is. Anyway, for those of you who are innocent, like Ishwar and Sundari, Harley Davidson is a big motorcycle. So he and all of his friends, including Jay, they go out and they just like, get us. Because they need the thrill. And we all need thrills in our lives. You know, boredom is actually the worst punishment. So, but once we did that, and before I joined the movement, I had a motorcycle too. But I have no desire to have a motorcycle or do any thrilling thing like bungee jumping. I mean, Krishna consciousness is thrilling enough as it is, emotionally thrilling. But it's natural to want to have that emotional high, kick. I mean, that's why, you know, people take drugs sometimes because they don't have that. I mean, other certain types of drugs, because they want that, you know, the feeling of intensity. And it's just like, it's so boring. Like they say in nowadays, what? Seen it, been there, done it. So it's, but when one enters the emotions of Krishna consciousness, one can be doing the same thing, like you were saying, like going to Mangalarti every day and just feeling like the bhav, experience, you know, just, what do they say, surfing the wild bhav. Anyways, the surfing example. But, we have to all be like that too in Mangalarti. And because we can't dance like that, deities would probably run away if I did it. But anyway, but we can actually experience, we should experience the intensity of emotion, you know, and we have to be connected to what we're doing while we're doing it, which I've often talked about before. So, but certainly not like the residents in Vrindavan. Like Lord Chaitanya actually said, he said, I have no love for Krishna. If I love Krishna, I couldn't keep my life together. Lord Chaitanya said that. So, because that, you know, that's what love is. You know, real, real intense love. Okay. On that happy note, we should end so you can hear the Shikshashta. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us online. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.